Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for a new day to experience your love, to abide in you, and experience the length, the depth, the breadth, and the height of your love that supersedes knowledge. Thank you, Lord. It includes knowledge, but as you come and make it real, that's where the superseding is, because it's not just head knowledge and things that people are putting on us. It's your goodness that's experienced, because it's your word we're busy with, and you back your word up in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading Romans 16, verse 11 to 15. Give my love to my relative Herodion, and also to those of the house church of Narcissus, for they too are joined into the Lord. Please greet Tryphena and Tryphosa, for they are women who have diligently served the Lord. To Persis, who is much loved and faithful in her ministry for the Lord, I send my greetings. And Rufus, for he is especially chosen by the Lord, and I greet his mother, who was like a mother to me. I cannot forget to mention my esteemed friends, Asyncritus, Plegon, Hermes, Patrobas, Hermas, and all the brothers and sisters who meet with them. Give my regards to Philologus, Julia, Nereus, and his sister, and also Olympus, and all the holy believers who meet with them.
Hallelujah. This morning I was just impressed here again with the vocabulary, you know, the words that carry understanding of a deep love that has been made available, and in art, a deep love that is being shared among the ecclesia, the called out ones. You see there right in the first verse there, it's just love to the body, love to the bride, because that's all that we have now in the Father, in the Son, through the Holy Spirit, and confirmed with the Word. And then I love the picture of a house church. It's the reality that in the new covenant, Jesus took hold of people so that they could house his teachings, his goodness, and those people were disciples. But then it also went into their houses. That's the next place you take. You take this gospel to your spouse, to your children, to your family. And then it's also then a fragrance in the community. So the house churches is a big reality. We make so much of other meeting places and that, but the house church is just as valuable. Amen. And so, yeah, just going back to the vocabulary here, the beautiful love that is portraying spiritual truth, because it's all found now in the Father, in the Son, in the Spirit, confirmed in the Word. And it says, and speaking to the body, it says, you are joined to the Lord. Amen. You joined now. Just as the root is holy and the vine is holy, you are also holy, blameless in his sight. So that's where your strength comes from, joined to the Lord. And then he says, diligently serving the Lord. Amen. So there again, you know, that's it. This abundant life is not something to be taken lightly. It's like the greatest, the best marriage. Amen. You know, as children, we all always loved fairy tales. And I think even as we got older, and that we always loved beautiful stories and lovely endings of the stories. And this, what we've got here, is the greatest story, the greatest romance. And so God has given everything. And so we must also diligently take hold of it. You're taking hold of your future. You're taking hold of the encouragement you need and your family needs. Everything is found in this beauty that we have united. Our lives are hid with Christ in God. Amen. And whenever Christ is revealed, like now, sharing, building up, thinking on it, we are revealed with him. Amen. In glory, in splendor, because we've got the splendor now. And then he says, loved and faithful in the ministry. Again, these are the attributes of the body, the bride, the branches. and we chosen by the Lord, and we esteemed friends, and then wonderful right here at the end of our readings, holy believers. Amen. We were once unholy, now we holy. We were once unrighteous, now we are righteous. We once could be blamed for a lot of things, now we are blameless as we stay in the light, as he's in the light, walking in tune with him. So be encouraged. Encourage one another, as it says in Hebrews 10, 24 and 25, and so much more as you've seen this day, and you've seen the day. Today is the day of the Lord, and that day is growing and inspiring you from the inside. Amen. His light is shining, the light of day. And then you gather together and you encourage everyone else, because, yeah, that's what's necessary. And then you go on in Hebrews 25, beautiful. But then 26 gives a warning, and that when you realize that this goodness and all this beauty is available, and this knowledge has come to you, this revelation, there's no more a sacrifice for sin. So we must be finished with sin. That's why the word says so clearly, be babes to evil, wise to what is good, and the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet. And then the word also says, awake, O sleeper, and Christ will give you light. So you get light, and when you got light, you got life. And then the word also says, arise and shine, for your light has come. And then he says again, going back to the word knowledge, he says, those that have the knowledge of the truth, you need to stay in it. So be blessed. Know that you are blessed, that you were in the kingdom of darkness, with the boundary lines for you were in darkness, in sin, but now you've been translated out of darkness into the wonderful kingdom and the love of God. And what's the kingdom consist of? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Be blessed, because you are blessed, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.